All right, we are a member-supported radio, KX93.5, right here in Laguna Beach. That's the song you heard first on the airwaves right here. It's track one off a brand new EP by Stacey Clark, Days and Nights. And Stacey Clark is here with us in our Pearl Street studios right now. Hi.
Hi.
How are things?
Things are wonderful. It's so great to be in Laguna Beach.
It's very nice to have you, especially someone who actually has ties to Southern California. Originally, you're from where?
Buffalo, New York.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But you've been in SoCal for how long now, cutting your chops as a
musician?
Almost
10 years.
Like, really?
9 to 10 years, yeah.
And home is Los Angeles?
Home is Orange County.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I love it. We were just rapping out about all these Orange County bands that you like and that are hot and that people should know about, right?
Yeah.
Right? So anyway, I get music all the time. And honestly, just between you and me, Stacey Clark, this one definitely caught my eye because we had Andrew McMahon in studio, you know, a couple weeks ago or whatever. You know, Andrew McMahon from Something Corporate, Jack's Mannequin. And he actually is on one of these tracks with you. It's track four, a song that you wrote, correct?
Yep.
Yeah, so it caught my eye. With all these CDs to listen to, who knows what to listen to first, you know? And I popped it in, and I thought this record was so super rad. People should definitely know about it. Me and my intern were geeking out over it, saying that the song that we just played could be a hit on Top 40, like, right now. So, good work to you.
Thank you.
Where was all this written and recorded, my friend?
I wrote the record all over, actually, because I had been touring a lot. So I recorded Days and Nights and Lose My Mind in Valley Village, Los Angeles area. Mm-hmm. And it was produced by my friend Matt Appleton, who actually is on tour with Real Big Fish. He plays the saxophone and some other instruments in the band.
Cool.
And then Next Town was actually recorded in Portland, Oregon, and I actually wrote it. We recorded it once, and that's really what you hear. I mean, it's not like I literally wrote it on the spot. It was one of those.
Did you go to Portland to find the creative juices and be amongst the Portlandiites?
The hipsters.
The hipsters, or just on the road?
No, I actually went there because my friend Skylar Norwood is an amazing music producer, and he's in a bunch of cool bands. Point Juncture, Washington. They had opened up for the Decemberists, and he's been a producer for a long time, and I've known him for years, and I helped build the studio, so he's always like, oh, anytime you want to come record, and I never took him up on it. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to come up there, and let's do some demos and see what happens, and I kind of forgot about Next Town for a while, you know,
yeah.
For a good year, actually. And he had sent it to me, and I had sent it to my label, and they were just like, we love this song. And I was like, really? Because I didn't, like, I love it, but I didn't know if, you know, sometimes you get, oh, okay, is everyone going to love this because I do or not? But I'm really happy that it is on the record, and it's probably my favorite song on the record. And
you said you just you wrote it and recorded it one day?
Yeah, literally once.
That's great.
It's kind of crazy. I mean, it's very special. Like, I can't say that about any other song I've ever wrote or recorded. And then everything's changing. I had done a previous version of that, full instrumental and everything, but I always had this idea of just having it really simple and scaled back, so it would be about the lyrics and the song. And naturally, I thought of Andrew. And so I had sang on his record, The Glass Passenger, a couple years ago, and I was like, and now I'm going to see if he'll sing on mine, you know? So I just called him up, and
wow.
Luckily, he had time between his tours, Fun and OAR, and he came out, and which is incredible, because now he's up for an Emmy. I mean,
right.
It's just, I can't even...
And well-deserved, right?
Yeah, I mean, we did some songwriting this past year, and he's just incredible. I mean, he... It's taught me so much just by being his friend, you know, cool. In the music industry and stuff.
That's great.
So.
Well, again, Stacey Clark in studio with us on member-supported radio, KX93.5. I'm new to the game, Stacey, so I'm not familiar with how many releases are actually available to the general public. Can people get their hand on more stuff?
Yes, I had my own record label and independently released Apples and Oranges, which is available on iTunes. And then Connect the Dots was released on Vanguard, so that's also available on iTunes. And I have a couple EPs, and then this EP, which is out on Harbor Records. So
cool.
Yeah, it's only this one's actually $2.99. on iTunes. I mean, you can't go wrong.
A great four songs.
It's like I'm paying you to listen to my music.
Pretty much. Your social networking, where could people find you, and are you going to tweet right back at them?
Oh, heck yeah. I'm all about being interactive with people. You know, I try to. But Stacey Clark Music is my Facebook, STACYCLARK. Stacy Clark is my Twitter. Cool. And you can find everything on my website, stacyclark.net.
All right, so you did bring a beautiful guitar there and a mini amp and another musician named Mark, who actually is not mic'd right now, but he's in the room with us, too.
Mark rocks so hard, he doesn't even need a microphone.
Right. We do have to talk about shows, because mm-hmm. You are playing in Orange County, I guess.
This weekend.
How did you lock up, a residency at the Observatory?
Lots of...
Persistency.
Very persistent, right, yeah. Very right. persistent. And, yeah, so the Constellation Room is a small room at the Observatory that used to be the former Galaxy, for all those listening. It's off Harbor.
It's a cool spot.
It's awesome.
It is.
And they have so many great bands coming through. And so Sunday is the last of our residency. And we have a great lineup. We have local band Gardener's Logic. We have Me and the Moonlight out of L.A. And then we have Water District. And they're cool. Actually used to play in Laguna. I met them in Laguna.
Yeah.
So.
No way.
Funny story. Yeah. And then Saturday I'm doing a solo show opening up at OC Great Park Irvine for Casey Abrams, an American Idol finalist. So.
Very cool.
That'll be fun. And then,
do you have a favorite spot to play in Los Angeles, or are people more attentive to the music at certain spots?
I feel like each show is different. It always depends, like, who you're playing with, what kind of night it is, what time you're going on. I don't know. I really liked Tangier, but I think they had closed down. I had a CD release party there, like, years ago.
Really?
And
that was a memorable one?
Yeah, and, like, Los Feliz, and it was really, really cool, and... I don't know. There's so many great little venues all over. It's overwhelming.
Well, coming to a town near you, it is Stacy Clark. She's in studio right now. Again, the EP is available. It's called Days Into Nights. If it would be agreeable to you guys, I'd love to play another track off the record, and we could kind of get situated, and then you actually agreed to perform live for us, right?
Yes.
Very cool.
No take backs.
So what are we going to listen to off this this record here?
Disco-y Lose My Mind.
It's really up to you. All right, the song is called Lose My Mind. It's track 2 from the new Stacy Clark EP. And you heard it first right here on KX93.5.
To think, a puzzle that I can't complete. the missing piece.